Welcome back, everybody. I hope you all had a nice lunch. We're going to kick off our next session, Key Pillars of Healthcare Contracting. Christina is going to kick us off. This is a great session. I would say it's safe to say that we're all dealing with healthcare contracting issues, and they can be complex with high risk. And so this is something that I'm very much looking forward to hearing today. Thank you.
Our panelists today have extensive experience in healthcare contracting. That being said, they have promised me that this won't be Contracts 101. They've promised that they'll be sharing their real life experience with some pitfalls to be wary of. And they've also promised me that no one is actually going to fall into a post-lunch nap during this event.
Those are some big promises.
We'll try.
Down on the end, we've got Laura McKenzie Holt. We're gonna do a little bit of a audience participation with these introductions. Laura graduated from the University of Texas. Who do we have? Hook 'em. And then Texas Tech Law School. All right. Where she was an officer of the Board of Barristers, and she clerked at the Southern District of Texas Bankruptcy Court. Laura was in private practice until joining the Texas Securities Board, as enforcement counsel. She's also served as counsel for Texas Children's Hospital, and she is now an assistant general counsel at Memorial Hermann Health System here in Houston, where her practice centers around transactional matters, including intellectual property, technology, real estate, and employee relations. Laura also serves as co-chair for the ABA Employment Rights and Responsibilities Statutory Rights Subcommittee and is an active member of the Association of Corporate Counsel and a member of the SPJST Lodge 88 Board of Trustees.
Happy to be here.
And then immediately to my right, Divya Reddy, graduated from Texas A&M.
Where are my Aggies?
I heard one.
There's one. And then the University of Law, University of Houston Law Center, my alma mater.
Go Cougs.
Okay. Divya was in private practice as counsel retained by some of the largest multi-state hospital entities in the nation until Methodist scooped her up about 10 years ago. She is now senior counsel at the Methodist System in the Texas Medical Center, where her practice centers around information technology and security, supply chain, the Center for Innovation, AI governance, data governance, and I finally cut her off at corporate business practices because the list was just too long. Our topic this afternoon is key pillars of healthcare contracting, and we are going to discuss key terms, standardization, compliance considerations, data security, financial terms, and quality of care. So let's start with our initial review of any contract and its key terms. Laura, please.
All right, so here, I mean, this is a pretty generic slide of the typical provisions that you're going to see in a contract, but really before you deep dive, as you guys know, you really need to understand the purpose of your agreement, so that you know exactly what you're looking for. That will help you avoid any sort of compliance risk or internal issues you may have. There's a few things I just wanted to touch on. Oh, it's kind of cut off. A few things I wanted to touch on this chart, though, that I think are really important just in my day-to-day practice. First one is services. This sounds super basic, but we need to make sure that the description of services, it is extremely clear, that we're not just saying, okay, vendor A is going to provide consulting services. Okay, that's not going to help us down the road when we have a dispute and my business partner is saying, hey, they're not doing what they're supposed to. Then we're going to be looking at the contract to see what exactly they're supposed to be doing, and if it's vague, that's not going to help anybody. What I often like to do, especially with software agreements, when you have these vendors come in with all this amazing technology and all these wonderful things they can do, is trying to incorporate any sort of marketing materials that they show our business team and incorporate those into the agreement so that, you know, in the event we start to have issues, we can point back to that and say, hey, we didn't have room for this in paragraph 2 of the contract.